This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
On Soros' birthday, the police stood down, the mayor ordered it, a car came in, it was all choreographed. Then you got a guy who was the Antifa, you know, Obama supporter, occupied, total Soros funding. He now is the leader of the white nationalist. I don't know. I was talking to Gary during the break saying, this looks bad, and then you add that Soros' birthday, and the media is all lined up to go crazy. Mm-hmm. The mystery of evil?
That's it. Nothing happens by coincidence. So this was a very, very well-orchestrated event, including the suspicious killing that had to take place to bring this up to the international news level and the level of hate that the mainstream media has been able to generate out of this whole thing. So,
right at the worst part of the end of the big, hot, dirty summer.
Yep.
Big, dirty, black summer.
And we were warned, you know, by them that this summer was going to be the summer of heat, something like that. Remember at the beginning of the summer?
Summer of rage.
And I'm sure, boom, it's taken so long. There it is.
They're not that quick in there. They're quick, but not that quick. That just happened by accident.
So we've had at least the end of the summer a true rage event. It's like they're making up for lost ground.
And I'm sick of somebody shoots somebody with a gun, then I'm responsible. Or some white guy runs somebody over, I'm responsible. Now, if you're part of the same church, the same mosque, the same ideology, you're calling for it, and then somebody at your church or mosque kills somebody, well, then you are part of it. But just to say that, oh, one person got killed, it's the alt-right's fault, it's the police and the mayor, for they're paid, they have a duty, they've sworn an oath, dereliction of duty. That mayor needs to go to prison.
And I tell you, and George Soros needs to be investigated, and I believe charged with sedition for organizing and funding this for the purpose of creating this violence between people. A president that's just the man to do it.
You know, this guy may be real, though, because so many of the leftists that are anti-racist, I find, behind the scenes, they kind of flip back and forth and say racist stuff. It's like a dual thing. Though they're guilty about it, so they want to play both sides. It's more like a opportunistic thing. And then some folks, you know, get into the left thing and they want to do right, and they see how racist the left is, and they go, oh, well, I'll just join the other side, because they were already kind of racially based.
Yeah,
whereas I'm just based on what you do and what you stand for.
Now, it's peculiar. You know, seeing his face and listening, well, we didn't actually see his face, but on the video, and when he went yesterday to the press event, it was attacked. Interesting set of events.
But you can't swing a stick at a white supremacist meeting and not hit a Fed.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
all right. Look at all. You're hosting Thursday.
Sounds great.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Alex.
We're going to break here in a moment. Please support us financially. I didn't even plug last hour. We've got the biggest sales in our history. They just keep getting bigger. And I'm combining last month's mega sale, some of the stuff came back in that sold out, with the new 1776 special. Everything is between 30 and 66% off. You cannot beat these deals. These are our all-time best deals. Silver Bullet, Colloidal Silver, 66% off. Myco ZX, 46% off. BrainForge, 55% off. Survival Shield, 55% off. Secret 12, 55% off. The BuzzFeed group promoting this said the best vitamin B12 is $35 and that we're bad for selling it for $17.76 when ours is private label by the very group they chose to say, here's the best and here's Alex's. What? I mean, that's just province that happened. So BuzzFeed just says, we are the best, the cleanest. We're just absolutely, and they're just frothing, don't even know what to do. So please support us. As you know, there's a war. They're trying to shut everybody down. Please pray for us. Infowarsstore.com. Or 888-253-3139. Got the Super Blue fluoride free with the colloidal silver and iodine toothpaste pack and the children's in, as well as the new Super Blue mouthwash that is amazing. It's 50% off in the Super Silver pack. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. You just make the commitment. to buy the products, to spread the articles, to spread the videos. We can't be stopped. And I almost forgot to tell you, there's a new article up on newswars.com that Kit Daniels put up that catches CNN and more fake news against Trump.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue chosen by our dental experts include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Welcome into the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. I was honestly shocked. We all know about fake news. We all know how fake news works. We've all seen it in real time. We know about the people like Jake Tapper and the likes of Don Lemon. But I really couldn't believe it when I saw the New York Times and the Washington Post and all of television media over the weekend saying President Trump is yet to disavow racial violence in Charlottesville, even though he had put out multiple tweets, literally multiple tweets, and yet they still claimed that that had not happened. It was truly something to behold, fake news. Now, I'm about to be joined by VJ Chokalingam, and I want to be clear with all of the race-baiting stuff and going on. This is not why he's on the show. In fact, he's actually an expert in this field. VJ Chokalingam, you may have heard his story, the author of Almost Black. I got into medical school by saying I was black. I lied. Now, VJ is also, he is in the admissions industry, so he has a background in this. VJ, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure to be on.
So first, for starters, let me ask you, what motivated you to pretend to be black to get into medical school. What was the motivating factor?
Sure. Back in 1999, I was a hard-partying college frat boy, and I started to freak out about my own chances of getting into to medical school, and especially after all my Indian-American friends got rejected. So it happens to be that I studied statistics at the University of Chicago. So I looked at the data that was published by the American Association of Medical Colleges, and I came to a really odd conclusion, which is that it was a lot easier for me to get in as an Black American than as an Asian American. I'm a dark-skinned South Indian, as you can see if you look at me. So I came up with the scam of shaving my head, trimming my eyelashes, and joining the Organization of Black Students and applying to medical school as an African American. And despite the fact that I had a very low 3.1 GPA, I managed to get waitlisted at Washington University and the University of Pennsylvania. Those are the third and fourth best medical schools in the country, as well as getting into St. Louis University School of Medicine in Missouri, despite the fact that my 3.1 GPA was dramatically lower than their average of 3.7. So I discovered that it was a lot easier to get into a top college or graduate school as an African American than it is as an Asian American.
Now, were you shocked or were you worried at all that they might come back at you and look into your background, or were you worried that somebody might say you're fudging these reports, or what were your thoughts on that?
The climax of the book is actually in a medical school interview where they actually confronted me about lying about my race. And my response was, I don't want to talk about my ethnic background. I want to talk about my qualifications to be a physician, which I think is the entire point of my book. You know, you shouldn't judge people based upon their race, which is what the colleges and university are doing right now. And I know that as an admissions consultant for InterviewSOS.com here in Los Angeles, is that, you know, race is an important factor in college and university and graduate school admissions, including medical school. And it shouldn't be.
And the priorities here is what you're saying. I would agree with you, is that the priority should be, do you meet the standards? Do you have the capabilities? Are you the best? It's not about what skin color you have or this, that, or the other thing or the politics involved. It's, are you the most qualified? And that's what you're saying. The system is not measuring people with that stick.
I mean, I want to point out, you know, it is basically the way that affirmative action works, and a lot of people don't know that, is very simple. Okay, all of the data, wherever it's available on university admissions, shows that it's hardest to get into college or graduate school as an Asian American. It's slightly easier to get in. It's second hardest as a white person. It's third hardest as a Hispanic, and it's easiest as an Asian American. I'm sorry, as an African American. For example, a kid who applied to medical school in 2015 with a 3.1 GPA and 31 MCAT score had an 18% chance of admission as an Asian American, 36% as a white American, 56% as a Hispanic, and 76% as a black American. So it's a heck of a lot easier to get into college or grad school as an African American than it is as a Asian American. But it's also harder for white people as well.
Well, and again, you're not just saying this because you had the experience, you wrote the book Almost Black, but you also are in the admissions industry. You know about this stuff. I'm just curious, is anyone else, VJ, that you work with, does anyone else have the same concerns? Is anyone else raising this awareness? Does anybody else even care?
Our president cares. Our president cares a lot. You know, President Trump famously, criticized President Obama and Senator Elizabeth Warren for exploiting and supporting Harvard's racist affirmative action policies. President Trump famously called Senator Elizabeth Warren Pocahontas because she pretended to be a Native American in order to improve her chances of getting a faculty position at the University of Pennsylvania and Harvard. So this is an issue our president is very concerned about. And recently you cited the New York Times article. The New York Times tries to portray it as a white versus black issue. But the truth is the people who are hurt the most by affirmative action, ironically, are Asian Americans. And the lawsuit that Attorney General Sessions is looking into is to end affirmative action at top universities by potentially cutting off their federal funding. It's my belief that President Trump will end affirmative action like Lincoln ended slavery. And the way he's going to do that is by appointing conservative anti-affirmative action Supreme Court judges and by using the Department of Justice to force the universities to either end their racist affirmative action policies or give up their federal funding.
Yeah, you mentioned the Supreme Court justice. He nominated and got Neil Gorsuch on the Supreme Court. I've got another story today. I'm going to cover this later. Trump has also quietly appointed 100 other new judges to lifetime positions. But, you know, it's funny. You brought up Elizabeth Warren and how she faked being a Native American to get into school. What was the name of her book that she wrote? Do you remember that? Oh, she didn't write a book. She genuinely was trying to scam the system and then lied about it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, VJ. I was remembering that you wrote the book Almost Black with your experience. So,
it's more than that. A lot of people do that. Harvard recently liked to brag about how they have 51% minority for the first time in their history, but like they're having like a parade to celebrate, but they don't realize you can't forget about what we call the Pocahontas factor.
So you think that that's actually something that's happening more often than we think?
Oh, Mike, I'm not, you know.
You would know.
Elizabeth Warren and me are not the only ones. We're just the ones who got caught, you know, or revealed that fact.
Well, you wrote a book. You know, I'm still waiting for her to publish her book.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's why we're so fortunate to have such a great president who has the courage to confront this type of racism.
Well, it's amazing. And, you come on.
I do want to mention, you know, I'm wearing my UCLA shirt right now. I dropped out of medical school at St. Louis University in Missouri, subsequently got my MBA at UCLA's Anderson School of Management. UCLA is a school that doesn't practice affirmative action in admissions. I discovered that it's possible to have a great educational experience with a diverse class of Asian Americans, whites, blacks, and Hispanics without practicing racial discrimination in the world.
Shocking. In
admissions. So, you know, I kind of want to convey the point to all of your listeners out there that affirmative action racism is not critical to a good education.
Shocking. Now, you come on and you're supportive of President Trump here today. You've got a sister, I think, that might not be so supportive. Is there some family politics that go on there?
So, I posted on the cover of my book, my sister said this book will bring shame on the family. Now, recently, she has a new baby on the way, and, you know, I've come to the realization I'm going to say no comment because, I certainly don't, you know, I don't want any to say or do anything that could be construed as negatively towards my sister's child. So I'll just leave it at that. She disagrees with me on this issue. She believes that she benefited from the affirmative action program at NBC. I also remember when she got rejected from Harvard, she cried. You know, it's important for us to realize that affirmative action hurts people, as well as, you know, it hurts people a lot when they're applying to college and graduate school, including my sister and other members of my family as well.
You know, it's amazing. This affirmative action thing is something that most people probably don't think about. They don't realize that it could be affecting their day-to-day lives. It could be affecting their futures. And it's something that most people don't talk about.
Yeah, you know, I want to bring this up. I want to give a good piece of advice. As I mentioned, I'm an admissions consultant for InterviewSOS.com here in Los Angeles. And I want to give a piece of free advice as an admissions consultant to all of your listeners out there. And that is, do not disclose your race if you're Asian American or white ever. There's almost always an option to not disclose your race. Don't disclose it because it can be shown to decrease your chances of finding a job or getting into college or graduate school. So there's never any reason to disclose your race if you're an Asian American or white. Just decline to say it.
Now, have you dealt with people that come to you for advice and you give them that advice? How do they take it?
They follow it. They just say, you know what, I'm just going to not refuse to disclose my race.
All right. So you know what's going to happen now is they're going to come after you and say how racist you are.
I'm trying to fight a system of legalized racism that we call affirmative action. It's important to realize that affirmative action is a racial classification system that changes your chances of admission to college or graduate school. It is the very definition of racism. And we're very fortunate to have a president who is committed to appointing justices who will end this type of racism. But more broadly, Martin Luther King famously said that black supremacy is as bad as white supremacy. And, to discriminate against a white man or an Asian man is as bad as discriminating against a Hispanic or an African American. And I'm glad that we have a president who believes in that, who believes that all forms of racism are wrong. When President Trump says he's the least racist person. That's because he believes it's as wrong to discriminate against a white person as it is to discriminate against a Hispanic or a black. Or
and most people are over the entire racism thing anyway. It's just a media-perpetuated lie to get us to go into civil war. Thank you so much for joining us, VJ. Almost Black is the book. He exposes affirmative action in schools, folks.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Well, folks, we appreciate BuzzFeed testing our products so much that we are now bringing the love from BuzzFeed to savings for you with the BuzzFeed special. While supplies last, this is piggybacking off of the already huge 1776 special and then becoming the BuzzFeed special. Brainforce, 55% off. Survival Shield, 55% off. Secret 12, 55% off. Oil of Oregano, 40% off. BioTrue Selenium, 29% off. How about this one? InfoWars Select Storable Food, 30 to 40% off. Plus, if you use the coupon code GOBLIN for an additional 10% off. So you can get up to 50% off with the code GOBLIN on storable foods. 50% off right now, storable foods. Folks, you've got tensions heating up for potential civil war, tensions heating up for potential world war. Now is the time to get your select storable foods, and you can get it 50% off with the code GOBLIN right now at InfoWarsStore.com. That is some goblin power. And, of course, don't forget, we still love our John Oliver challenge, just like we love our Somalis. We love our John Oliver challenge. That's the chocolate or strawberry caveman plus the brand new True Whey protein, 30% off the John Oliver challenge pack. So make sure you take advantage of all these great specials, folks, while supplies last. That's very key. A lot of times we sell out of this stuff. You can see, I mean, Secret 12 has like 3,000 ratings and a 4.8 star review. I think Brainforce and Survival Shield, the exact same story. So it's really just incredible, these products, and that's how you take us to the next level, folks. David Knight's show, we're about to be doing 7 hours of live programming again, starting with David Knight Real News. Let's open up the phone lines because I want to hear what everybody thinks about Charlotte. I don't know if we've really heard from you, the listeners out there, yet. So 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. What do you think about everything that happened this weekend? We know what the backdrop is, but where do you think it goes? So what you have, though, is you have an actual civil war going on in the deep state. There's a real civil war in the White House. There's a real power struggle in Washington. And it's all about the globalist New World Order either coming to fruition or being stopped. And so there's a huge civil war going on right now in Washington, D.C. But what you have is a bunch of LARPers. Now, you might not know what a LARPer is. LARPing is live action role playing. And I will give my boss, Rob Dew, credit for this. He's actually called this out first. All of these protesters are LARPing. They don't actually have anything in real life that gives them fulfillment. They aren't part of a team. They aren't part of a group. They don't have anything. So they latch onto these things like a Richard Spencer white supremacy march, and they think that now that they're grabbing a torch in unity with these white people, that they're told that they're being, you know, pushed out of society, cast out. Now they're LARPing. They're actually out there thinking they're part of some white nationalist, some Nazi movement. No. No, that's not real. It's totally fake. It's all made up. And Richard Spencer, I mean, folks, I shouldn't have to come on here and denounce white supremacy. I shouldn't have to come on here and denounce the KKK. I shouldn't have to come on here and denounce Nazis. Duh! Like, duh, humanity has already denounced these groups, okay? We already know this is the scummest of the scum. But they keep bringing it back up and trying to make it legitimate again. When really all of these people are LARPing. There is no real KKK. There is no real Nazi party. All you have is LARPers pretending that they're doing this. So there's a real civil war going on. Everybody knows it. And so the LARPers go out in the streets that have nothing else to do and actually think that this is how they're getting involved in the Civil War. So most of these people are just LARPers. But speaking of white supremacy, where is the marches against the Clintons' white supremacy? Hillary and Bill Clinton are above the law. Chelsea Clinton gets money from the Clinton Foundation to pay for her weddings. Where's that white supremacy? You realize that Antifa is made up of probably 90% white people? They are also above the law. So you want to look for white supremacy, look no further than the Clintons, and look no further than Antifa, a domestic terrorist group that gets to riot in the streets of America, burn American flags, and not even get arrested. There's your white supremacy, the Clintons, and Antifa. So let's take them down.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Today I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. But when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
You know what happens when you ingest fluoride your entire life? You become a professional LARPer on the streets of America. It's honestly just... It really does just explain everything, folks. These people have no lives. They have no way to express their energies and their emotions. They've probably never had a lover. It's really just sad. It's really just sad. But, you know, it's amazing how these things work themselves out, because call it God, call it providence, call it karma, call it the universe, whatever you want to call it. It really is amazing how all these things work themselves out. First of all, this weekend, when all this is going on, is George Soros' birthday. So a nice little juicy birthday present for George Soros, a white nationalist march with torches. Oh, and by the way, does anyone else notice, folks, if you don't think this entire weekend was a setup, I'm just sorry. Who was Richard Spencer coordinating with? Because CNN had all of their, all of the liberal media had their cameras ready to go for this thing. Did you notice that? Did you notice how they had the sky shots? They had all the angles. They knew where they were marching. Folks, this was a coordinated event. And you think it's just a coincidence the very next day is the Unite the Right rally? And I'm sure, that the, is that video, is that above footage video? So this is actually amazing. This is another thing. I mean, if I need like 50 hours in a day just to try to dissect all this, folks. I have people sending me videos saying that they saw, I'm not even going to get into it. Okay. The whole thing was a setup. It's clearly obvious. And if you don't think for one second that the big news here that no one is talking about is the two dead police officers from the downed helicopter, why is this not being talked about? Why is this not the biggest story? How in the hell did a police helicopter crash? I'm sure that's just a coincidence, just like George Soros' birthday is a coincidence. Do you remember Aaron Black? You may remember the name Aaron Black, folks. DNC operative, admitted how it was him that shut down the Trump rally in Chicago, admitted it was him that started that violence. Bob Cramer, remember him? Remember Hillary's Donald Duck? You remember those Project Veritas videos? If you don't think that's the exact same thing that happened this weekend in Charlottesville, you're not paying attention. Alex, what do you say?
Well, I was just about to say, I'm in there watching you while we get stuff ready for the nightly news and things and other programs we're doing, listening to you, you're absolutely on target, that we forget all the admitted stuff they've been caught doing. We have to compile all the false flags, all the fake stuff, all the WikiLeaks, Jewish guy attacking the Jewish centers, man, how Trump was right, and just all of that. To just show people the history of this. This is what Soros has been setting up. Then it's on his birthday, and then the helicopter goes down, and all this weirdness. This thing is as phony as a $3 bill.
And then you have the exact same type of protest in Ukraine with the torches funded by Soros happen in America, and Leanne McAdoo is actually going to be interviewing Lee Stranahan about this later.
Soros funded a right-wing group to take over in Europe.
Yeah, so it's the same Soros groups.
He's a Nazi collaborator. So it's
wait, okay. Alex. Wait.
Nazi, it's okay.
Hold on a second. It's not like Steve Scalise got shot by James Hodgkinson, a radical left-wing terrorist. It's not like, what was the guy's name? Clayton Carter, I think, in Pennsylvania that shot his neighbor who had anti-Trump signs in his yard. The mainstream media didn't cover that at all. Didn't even mention that. Did you notice that? Shot and killed him in front of his wife. Two bullets to the head. Had anti-Trump signs in his yard. Kills his GOP neighbor.
You never hear about that.
Nothing.
You'll hear about this poor lady forever.
And it's all the right's fault. Even though Aaron Black, caught red-handed admitting he stages violence, Steve Scalise shot by a Bernie Sanders voter, it's just ridiculous. And then...
But listen. We've done a hiatus on the Nightly News. When I said Nightly News, I meant like...
We're coming back.
The Nightly News crew to do now, not just gearing up for next week's shows... Everybody needs to compilate all the false flags. You know them all. Put them into a video and say, you know, proof that they staged these events. And shove that down their dirty throats. Because that's why they want us off YouTube and Facebook. Because we show what they are.
That's right. That's why you need to share these links. Tell your friends and family.
Just pointing out that Soros is a Nazi. And
yep.
Have the same torch.
Yep.
And then the guy leading it is a Democrat Obama supporter.
Yeah. Kessler.
Yeah.
Who's in with the Occupy Wall Street.
How obvious does it have to get?
It's just too obvious. And honestly, my thing with Kessler is I think he's more a useful idiot, if anything, my analysis would be right now. I don't know if he is a true operative. I think that there are clearly operatives at play here, though. I think that that's undoubted.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, I mean, well, it's not like we have the WikiLeaks or the Project Veritas videos admitting any of this, though. And by the way, here in racist America... It's funny how quickly we forget that it wasn't even a year ago.
America has a conscience, so they beat us over the head with this race crap all day.
Well,
you can't go to China if you're not rich and not Chinese. You can't go to these Muslim countries if you're not a Muslim. We're the open country, and I'm sick of the damn lies of the parasitic, filthy Soros, so-called left. They're a bunch of fascist real Nazis.
Well, it's not like we've ever had a black president. Oh,
Oh, yeah.
It's funny how we just cast Obama aside. Like, Obama never happened. America never had a black president.
The record number of whites to put him in there. I'm sick of that crap!
Tell us how you really feel, Alex. Let's go to the phone calls. We've got people wanting to call in about this. Let's start with Cassie in Arkansas, calling in on Charlottesville. Go ahead, Cassie.
Hello. I just want to let you know. Am I on?
Yep.
Okay. I just want to let you know that I was born in Charlottesville. And I just want to tell you why every time I go there, I get nauseous. Because it's just not run properly, and it's dangerous. It's not that it's a rough area. It's a very nice little town. You have Monticello and stuff. But you just have the authorities and the local leaders and the governor of Virginia. They just do not care. They allow, like, did you know that the governor called in the National Guard and had them stand down and the police?
So are you saying that it's political leadership or law enforcement leadership or a combination of the two?
It's both. It just makes the city not safe. It is not. And I've lived in rough areas, but and it's not that Charlottesville is a rough area. It's just that the leadership makes it not safe.
Well, I got to tell you, it's the same thing. And you know, it's tough not to get twisted in the middle of this thing, in the middle of this cyclone, and not wind up on someone's side. But I saw the same thing when I was covering Ferguson and St. Louis. The police tactics used were miserable. The police tactics used only escalated things. And again, the police are not my enemy. I'm not trying to be upset with the police. 99% of those guys are just taking orders. But there is definitely something to be said about the way these things are handled, whether it be because they're trying to be politically correct or whether it be that they really want to see some violence, whatever the case is. They're not handling these things right, and it seems to be there's no learning curve. It doesn't matter how many times we have to see this happen. It doesn't matter if it's Charlotte. It doesn't matter if it's Maryland. It doesn't matter if it's Ferguson. It doesn't matter if it's Charlottesville. All these places, we never learn. The tactics never change, and somehow Antifa just still gets to operate. I don't know. Go ahead, Cassie.
Yesterday, they roped off areas so they wouldn't, the police did, they wouldn't let Antifa get near the right wingers. So, you know, why does that happen in Charlottesville? You know,
why am I even having, but this is what I'm saying. If you look at the images from Seattle, it was either Portland or Seattle, probably both places. It happens all the time. You have a line of police, and then you have protesters. These people aren't they're LARPers. They're LARPers. You have LARPers that are out there spraying like confetti or silly string at police officers, spitting at them, throwing objects at them. I mean, again, I'm not for police violence. I don't want a police state. You don't think I grew up just like everyone else that hated police, didn't like being harassed by police for this, that, or the other thing? We all had that same instinct. But the police are not the enemy. And I don't understand how the police aren't looked at as some of the most tolerant people in America when they're literally getting spat on, having things thrown at them, silly strings sprayed in their face by LARPers. How are they not deemed the most tolerant people? What I would do if I was those police officers that I got sprayed with silly string, I would literally take my uniform. Thank you for the call, Cassie. Let's go to Steven in Florida. Go ahead, Steven.
Good afternoon, Owen. Hey, I want to say first of all to all the wonderful media people out there, like John Oliver and the others who have tried to defame Alex for all the products you guys carry. I don't care what you people say. I use them, they work, and I'm going to continue to, and I'm going to continue to tell my friends about the products through InfoWars Life because they're second to none. So thank you, Alex and Dr. Group and all the others out there who promote those.
You know, and speaking of that, as we're giving much needed appreciation to the media out there like John Oliver and MSNBC and CNN and Van Jones, as we're giving them the appreciation that they deserve, I find it so ironic. I find it more ironic than anything else in the history of my life that you have the Women's March and liberal media out here blaming the right for the death of Heather Heyer, the woman who died because of the car attacker, the nut job, and they don't even see how it's their fault. They don't even get it. They blame everyone else except themselves. They're out here telling you Trump is racist. They're out here telling you that Trump care is going to kill your grandma. They're out here telling you that Trump is a Russian. They're out here telling you a bunch of racist bigots, white supremacists elected Trump, a bunch of Russian bots. They're telling you all these lies about Hillary. So literally lying all day long, propaganda, 100%. And poor Heather buys it. Poor little Heather and her fluoridated mind falls for the fake news. And she goes out on the streets and she actually thinks she's protesting racism. She actually thinks she's protesting the Russian president. She actually thinks she's protesting something substantial. A struggle. That's what they said. They said, we will continue the struggle that Heather died for. The struggle that Heather died for was a struggle between fake news and reality. And I feel sad that Heather fell for fake news and went out there and protested and ended up dead because of the very fake news that the fake media perpetuated. So all the fake media out there, including the Women's March on Twitter, pointing your finger at Trump supporters, pointing your finger at right-wingers, saying it's their fault that Heather died, you need to look in the mirror and ask yourself, why was she out there to begin with? Why was she marching? Because you told her to. Based on lies. Did you have something else, Stephen?
Yeah, I hate to say this, and this is going to sound insensitive, but thinking about what you were just saying about Heather, I really believe that this poor woman, she's become a victim of basically her own foolishness, but she's the poster child for what I see coming in America. You know, the the controllers, they want to refer to people like her and Antifa and BLM, et cetera, as useful idiots. What these people don't realize is they're going to downgrade them when they're done with their usefulness to useless feeders and then turn them into Soylent Green.
Well, that's the next level down the road. That's the next level down the road, but your prior point to that is absolutely spot on. We've seen this coming. Alex Jones has been saying this for years. They're going to set up the quote unquote right wing. They're going to set up the conspiracy theorists. They're going to set up the patriots. They're going to set up the whole thing and blame it on them, even though it was their propaganda that started it the entire time. We've been telling you that for years. Thank you for the call, Stephen. Let's go to Pete, who's also in Florida. Go ahead, Pete.
Thank you for taking my call. I was going to comment specifically on the police and their conduct. Years ago, I actually was a Nazi and in Chicago, and I'm here to tell you, when we had rallies in Marquette Park or Daly Center Plaza, the Chicago police would have a line three officers deep in between us and the protesters, and in fact, protesters would have to heave stuff over the police line to get to us. And if anyone on either side did or said anything to the police that was inappropriate, let me tell you something. The Chicago police took action immediately. Immediately. So.
Well, we know about the new political correct nature of police, but so you're saying that you obviously weren't an actual Nazi. You're saying you were a LARPing Nazi. And you guys had marches or something, and the police protected you from getting assaulted? I'm sorry, I'm not fully understanding this.
Well, take the rally at Daly Center Plaza. We were out there in uniform, and most of us in the front line.
In Nazi uniform?
Yeah, had to carry shields and wear a helmet because stuff would come flying over the line at us. Now, I'm not a Nazi anymore. Let's be clear about that. I was back then, but not anymore.
Well, you never were. You were LARPing, just like they are now.
Yes.
All right, well, thank you for the call. I understand your point. I got other callers to get to. But the point is that the police don't take common sense tactics like they used to, folks. That's the true point there. Let's now go to William in Massachusetts. Go ahead, William.
Hi.
Hi.
I was just calling because actually in Massachusetts we got another rally going on here, freedom of speech rally. I think Joe Biggs is going to be there.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's like a lot of people getting together.
See, but you notice that a free speech rally, that's inclusive. A free speech rally, that's inclusive. That doesn't play identity politics. A march on Google, that's inclusive. There's no identity politics there. Wow, I wonder what the difference is.
Yeah, I don't know. It's they're already labeling it as like a white nationalist get together. The mayor of Boston.
Yeah, and that's the point that Millie was making earlier. You just really. You try to have any political march like that, that's how they're going to bastardize it. Unless you, I mean, even a free speech rally, they're going to bastardize it.
I know, and they're shutting down. I mean, it's pretty much. I feel like there's just a big operation here. They're using to shut down free speech altogether.
Well, that's their goal. It's, you know, free speech is one of our rights here, so they got to take that away from us. Thank you for the call. We'll take a couple more calls on their side. But he brought up future protests, so I will bring this up to you. Apparently, there's already another rally being planned in Virginia in September. Rally at the Robert E. Lee Monument in Richmond in September, folks. They're not going to stop. Hey, I don't want all these Confederate monuments removed, but at the same time, I don't want a civil war over them either. We'll be right back. Final segment of the Alex Jones Show.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
So the New York Times tells you that Trump hasn't disavowed racism, even though he tweeted it three times before they published that story. Okay, I guess that makes sense. And then you have media, liberal media, also telling you that if you are protesting Trump now that your life is in danger, even though multiple people have been shot by Trump haters. Okay, that makes sense too. No, what actually makes sense is the specials going on at InfoWarsStore.com right now. The BuzzFeed specials particularly are blowing the prices out of the water. We're just taking the same product that they sell over there and just cutting it in half and selling it to you for half the price. The BuzzFeed special. Brain Force, 55% off. Survival Shield, 55% off. Secret 12, 55% off. Oil of Oregano, 40% off. Bio True Selenium, 29% off. InfoWars Select Storable Food, 50% off with code GOBLIN. Silver Bullet, 66% off. Myco ZX, 46% off. The list goes on and on and on. Alexa Pure Breeze, 25% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 33% off. Knockout is 50% off. DNA Force, hot item, 20% off right now. We're selling out of that, so make sure you stock up on DNA Force before we sell out. One of the most powerful products that we have. We'll have time for one more call, but I want to bring this story up from The Hill. Lydia Wheeler, Trump quietly putting his stamp on the courts. President Trump has been quietly making lifetime appointments to fill more than 100 vacancies on federal courts across the country. Five judges confirmed, including Neil Gorsuch, another 30 pending, and 123 seats left for Trump to fill, folks. This is so key. Oh, yeah, you didn't think that Scalia just happened to die and then they drained his body of fluids and didn't do a proper examination on that. You don't think they were trying to swing the Supreme Court with the assumed victory of Hillary Clinton and the appointment. No. I'm sure that that wasn't what's going on. But this is a legacy of Trump's that will last far after his presidency that will be triggering liberals for years to come. Let's go to Ron in Connecticut. Go ahead, Ron.
How you doing, Owen? Quick comment on the statues taken down or the monuments. If they're going to start taking monuments down, why don't they take Albert Pike's down in Washington, D.C., or the Mason Building headquarters that was created by a Confederate general?
Yeah, no, it's actually funny. One of our savant-level cameramen here, Harrison, had the idea, and I won't spoil the idea completely, but basically we'll go somewhere and we'll say, oh, you are saying to take down the Confederate statues because they support slavery. And so then one case you can twist it and be like, okay, we also want to have mosques removed from the United States because Muhammad owned slaves. Will you sign that petition?
Well, it's the elite worship Albert Pike, you know, and his Illuminati. I mean, why don't we take down the Georgia Guidestones?
See, this is my problem. This is my problem, Ron. This is my problem. I'm sorry. I'm just so sick of these stupid distractions. That's all this is. That's all this is. The racism, the statues, the Confederacy, it's all distractions. It's all distractions from the civil war going on in the deep state right now, the civil war going on in the White House. And then you have, folks, Hillary Clinton, this woman is such a traitor. She had a wide open private server that Guccifer has now come out and said got hacked multiple times. And then you have the NSA come out, and now experts from the NSA have said, yeah, the DNC email hack wasn't a hack. It was a leak. Oh, my gosh. The world's crazy, folks. Just pray to God and try to stay sane, and you stay classy, Info Warriors.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.